are there to cheat you and force you into being more of who you are. And then figure out what is the next right move. And the key to life is to develop an internal moral emotional GPS that can tell you which way to go. Because now and forevermore, when you Google yourself, your search results will read Harvard 2013. And in a very competitive world, that really is a calling card, because I can tell you, as one who employs a lot of people, when I see Harvard, I sit up a little straight and say, where is he or she? Bring them in. It's an impressive calling card that can lead to even more impressive bullets in the years ahead. Lawyer, senator, CEO, scientist, physicist, winners of Nobel and Pulitzer Prizes, or late night talk show host. But the challenge of life, I have found, is to build a resume that doesn't simply tell a story about what you want to be, but it's a story about who you want to be. It's a resume that doesn't just tell a story about what you want to accomplish, but why. A story that's not just a collection of titles and positions, but a story that's really about your purpose. Because when you inevitably stumble and find yourself stuck in a hole, that is the story that will get you out.